From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama meets with senior advisors at the White House today to discuss options concerning Libya, including the feasibility of a no-fly zone. Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi is warning that Libyans will fight any effort to impose a no-fly zone on that country. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in the oil port of Ras Lanuf. He says airstrikes by Libyan warplanes have people there worried about a possible assault by forces loyal to Gaddafi.
There's no sign of that at this point, and there's no telling what the schedule might be. But at the moment, the feeling is that this is now a defensive position. The rebels will be trying in the coming hours or days to hold on to Ras Lanuf, which they have held for several days.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting. Special UN investigator has opened a probe into allegations of torture by Gaddafi's forces. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, says the EU wants to see Gaddafi's crackdown on the opposition halted.
I'm pleased that the international community as a whole, through the UN Security Council, has made its position clear that the violence is unacceptable, it must stop, and people should be held to account.
The OPEC oil cartel has decided not to hold an emergency meeting to consider raising oil production to make up for any shortfall caused by the unrest in Libya, the OPEC saying that supplies are adequate at this point. The Senate is set to vote today on two competing proposals for keeping the federal government funded through the rest of this fiscal year. NPR's David Wellner reports neither measure is expected to pass, though.
The Senate will vote on the bill passed by House Republicans last month that cuts $61 billion from federal programs such as Head Start and the Clean Air Act. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer wants to see how many of his GOP colleagues support that measure.
I wouldn't want to put my name on a bill that cuts 700,000 jobs. But let's at least have the vote. No one should hide from it. And then we can move on and try to come to find some common ground.
Tennessee's Lamar Alexander expects most of his fellow Republicans to back the size of the cuts in the House bill.
It's a clear signal that we support the number that the House of Representatives has picked.
Neither that bill nor a Democratic alternative cutting less than $5 billion is expected to pass. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
A fire that raced through a farmhouse in rural Pennsylvania has killed seven children. Their mother was in a barn milking cows at the time. Their father had dozed off in a delivery truck nearby. One child escaped the flames and ran to get her mother, but by the time emergency crews arrived, the house was fully engulfed in flames. Pennsylvania State Trooper Tom Pinkerton says it's an emotional scene for everyone involved.
It's a daunting task in any fire investigation. And then you have the seven children that, are deceased inside. So it's definitely a real tough scene to work right now.
Pinkerton on NBC's Today Show. This is NPR News from Washington. At least three dozen people are dead in northwestern Pakistan after a suicide bomber detonated a blast during a funeral for the wife of a local leader who has resisted the Taliban. More than 100 others were wounded in the explosion. The United Nations says nearly 3,000 civilians were killed in Afghanistan last year in war-related incidents. NPR's Corey Flintoff says most of those killings were attributed to militants.
The UN report says that at least 2,777 civilians were killed in 2010, an increase of 15% from the year before. About three-quarters of those casualties were linked to the Taliban and other anti-government forces. Most of those deaths were caused by suicide attacks and roadside bombs. The U.S.-led NATO force and Afghan government troops were linked to 440 civilian deaths, mostly from airstrikes. But the percentage of civilian deaths caused by pro-government action fell sharply, down by more than 25% from 2009. Civilian casualties have been a constant source of friction between NATO and the Afghan government. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
Fire crews in New Mexico are working to contain a wildfire that has destroyed more than a dozen homes and forced evacuation of scores of people. Most of those residents were allowed to return to their homes last night. New Mexico's Governor Susana Martinez told KOB-TV this is just the first blaze in what could be a long fire season in her state.
It could be very dry with the drought and all, but we have to make sure we have all the resources, the Forestry Department as well as National Guard, everyone necessary to respond and respond quickly.
The wildfire in New Mexico is now about 50% contained. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support